100% profit.
Good morning. We give God praise. We magnify him because he is worthy. Amen. We're running just a tad bit late.
12 minutes late,
but I'll see if we can make it up on the other end. Even if they don't yell at me and make me sit down. Yeah, see, she didn't say anything about that last part, did she? Amen. We give God praise. We magnify him. Amen. Hold on. Amen. Can you hold that for a minute? Amen. We want to thank God for everyone that's joining us live this morning. Trying to get my glasses out of here. Amen. I want to thank God for everybody that's joining us live this morning. We give God praise and we magnify him. And we pray that you are keeping your relationship on fire with Christ. You are not just sitting back waiting on something to happen, but you are actively, you are actively trying to please the Lord God. Amen. Amen. You buy them glasses from swap meet. That's what happens. Amen. Amen. She didn't buy her from a swap meet, y'all. I'm just picking on her. Amen. So I want to let you know that we have been praying for you that were online last week for Molina and the very stones for Troy. Do you follow the way, Olga? Y, Jennifer B, C W, or Sia? Hold on. For Elizabeth, for Dell 10K, for Johanna, for MD, for Connie Faithful, Kathy M, and Tammy C, and Savannah N. Amen. We have the, I'm sorry. And for Fran F and Elizabeth C. If you left these prayer requests in the chat room last Sunday, we have been praying for you all week, throughout the week, and so that you don't feel that you are alone and that we've just forgotten or that you just wasted your time. We do pray over those prayer requests and for you and for your atmosphere. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. There was somebody else that I wanted to, not her, but there was somebody else that I wanted to. It'll come to me. Okay, so how many prayer requests do we have today?
We have about 9, but there's a couple I'm going to put together because they're the same issue.
Okay.
So one is we're praying for Dell.
For Dell.
Who is in the hospital on a ventilator.
Oh.
Due to COVID.
Okay.
And also for, his name.
Amen. Okay,
he didn't give his father's name, but his name is Rod.
Uh-huh.
And his father, who's 75 years old,
uh-huh,
he's a cancer patient.
Is this from last week?
Because
it sounds a little familiar. Sounds a little bit from last week. Same person, I mean.
I don't think so.
It's the 75-year-old is what we do take prayers extremely seriously. Prayer, this what we're doing now is actual prayer service. This is a service, and we take it extremely seriously because this is the work of the Lord. And we are not playing. Amen. Leslie, can you go on the back and show Claudia where her stuff is now? Okay. We are not playing about this. We're very serious about the work of the Lord. And when you send in a prayer request, we take that request very seriously, and we do not overlook any prayer. Just so you know, even if we don't tag you back, know that we are faithfully addressing the issues that you sent us. Amen?
Right.
Okay, so.
Sorry, I can't open last week's, but.
Oh, that's all right.
The father's 75 with cancer,
mm-hmm,
and he intends to take the vaccine shot. And the son is against it, but the doctors are encouraging him to take it.
Uh-huh.
The father's name is Ed.
Ed.
And Rob and Ed are best friends, and so he's really concerned.
Oh, yeah.
About whether or not his father takes this shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have two of those that are dealing with the COVID, either the sickness or the mm-hmm shot.
Okay, so let me interject some things here. First of all, it was last week, because Sunday's the beginning of the new week. So last week, I don't know if Nicole, if it was you or Pastor Sandy, that said some of the doctors said that taking the COVID shot may not prevent you from getting the COVID.
Correct. Correct. It is actually, that's a lot of people, a lot of medical professionals have been saying it is not even to prevent COVID, it is to prevent death.
Okay. So the medical staff, okay, this is not coming from us, this is coming from medical staff. The shot is not to prevent the COVID, but to keep you from dying. So that kind of got, that's kind of, I'm a little concerned about that. Okay, even just the wording, I'm just a little concerned. But this is what we also know, that if you take this, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you love the Lord and all, and you feel that you, it's necessary for you to take the shot, the Lord can protect you no matter what happens with you or to you. And if you are a believer in Christ, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, and you feel that you need to take the shot, and you leave here, you're still going to be with the Lord. So either way it go, God's got you one way or the other. So I personally, my personal choice is my choice, but if you feel led to take it, we are not recommending that people take it, but if you feel led taking it, you know, then know that God is still with his people. For whatever reason that you chose to take it, God is still with his people. And I don't believe that this particular, what they're interjecting now, I don't think that this portion is to change your DNA. I think this portion is to set up something else. I think the DNA thing is coming, but again, this is not, that's not scientific, that's not from a medical staff, that's just from my understanding from things that I've heard here and there. Amen? Was that safe?
While you were talking, who cares about being safe? We want to be godly.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture that came in my mind was, in all your ways,
acknowledge him,
and he will direct your path.
Mm-hmm.
And as ministers of the gospel, that's what we can tell you.
Yes.
You know, we can't go into everybody's home and direct every single thing you do.
Right.
But we can give you the word of God, because that's his job.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's his job. And it's our job to share what he has given us. And he says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Put your trust in Jesus, and no matter what the world does,
mm-hmm.
and no matter what happens to the flesh, know that God is in control.
Right. Amen. 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 So we want to pray for Ed.
For Ed and for
Tom?
No. Sorry, my eyes, because, you know. We want to pray for Ed as well as for Dale.
Dale. Okay. All right. Ed is in the hospital now.
Dale was in the hospital now.
And Ed and Dale are best friends.
No. They're two separate people, two separate households. Dale is in the hospital on a ventilator with COVID.
Okay.
Ed has cancer, and he and his son Rob are best friends.
Okay. I got it. So that's kind of like two prayers in one.
Correct.
Okay.
But it's the same.
It's the same, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's pray for, let's pray for the brother that's on the ventilator. Amen, because I have not heard wonderful things about that. So let's pray for that. Good morning, Pastor. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, Ed, that's on the ventilator.
No, Dale was on the
Dale. Ventilator. Dale, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for Dale, who's now on the ventilator. Father, we're praying for his healing and deliverance. Which one is 75 years old, Dale?
That's Ed.
Ed, we're praying for Dale's deliverance. We're praying for his healing. We're praying, Lord God, that you would bring things together in their favor, that you would fight the battles, and whatever's going on in their body, that you would be the healer and the deliverer of your people. I'm trusting and believing that Dell is a believer, or at least a believer is praying for Dell, that
yes.
you would forgive all sins and unrighteousness, and that you would convict the heart and the mind and lift them up to your standards, so that the light will shine, and that whatever comes of this situation, that you are still absolutely in control. Meet him where he is. We're asking for healing and deliverance according to your will for their life. In Jesus' name, we're praying. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I at the very beginning, I was praying, say for Dell, and then everyone that's in the situation. Good morning, everyone that's dealing with that. But then the Lord said, pray for the person that's asking for the prayer. Okay,
Douglas,
and that's right. Just instead of grouping everybody, lumping everybody up. When that specific person is asking for prayer for that person, give that person your attention. Pray for that person. And then if you want to go back and pray for a group of people or the people in general that are dealing with situations, then you can go back. But when that one person is asking for prayer, that one person may need to hear you praying for them and not grouping them up with others. Amen. Does that make sense? That was, I wasn't saying that for you. Okay, that's what he said to me a few weeks ago. That's why I'm explaining. Amen. And so now I want to pray for
Ed,
who has cancer.
Yes.
Amen. And Ed's son, what's up with his son?
Is asking for prayer for him.
His son is asking for prayer for Ed.
Right.
Okay, and Ed is his dad.
Yes.
And his dad has cancer.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, anoint my hands, please. We know that you are the healer of cancer.
Yes.
You are actually the healer of everything.
Yes.
We know firsthand that you are the great healer of cancer.
Yes.
Because you have healed at least one child and adults in this house from cancer. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We know that you are the great healer and the great giver of life. We know that you have provided for your people. And I know that you can heal this soldier's dad from cancer.
Yes.
If there is any sin in the atmosphere, in their life, remove the sin and forgive them in the name of Jesus and wash them by your blood. Father, you are able to heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Father, there is nothing new under the sun. There's nothing that the enemy can do to these bodies that you have not already seen and that you have not already prepared a way out. Amen.
Amen.
And Father, we're asking on their behalf that you would heal that house and heal that family and heal that soldier of cancer according to your will for their lives.
Yeah.
And that you would continue to heal the atmosphere of that family, that your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In Jesus' name, amen. For the blood of God, for the blood of Christ has paid the price. Amen, amen. for the blood of Jesus paid the price. Amen. They're trying to fix Pastor Nicole's glasses over here. Amen. And boy, I'm telling you, that's something else. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I can see.
You can see. You got your contacts?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Thank God for contacts. Backup plan. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, man.
Amen.
Deborah has been having having hip pain that's disturbing her sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And she's asking for a miracle.
You know what, Deborah? If you're asking for a miracle, I'm asking for a miracle too.
Yes.
If you have faith enough to believe that God can produce a miracle for your life, then I have faith enough to believe that God can produce a miracle for your life.
Yes.
Amen. Has anybody heard from Sean or Dominique about how he's doing with the blood pressure? That
it was Sean, and she's doing a lot better.
Yes. Amen. Prayer changes things.
Yes.
Amen. I believe. I know that God is the. Listen, I'm not saying God is a healer, because that sounds like God is one of other healers. I'm saying that God is the healer.
Yes.
He's the healer. He's not a healer. He is the healer.
Yes.
And if he shares his power and authority with other people and allow them to pray for healing, that's something separate.
Yes.
But God is not a healer. God is the healer.
Yes.
Amen. Can we say that?
Yes.
So if anybody hear me say it, please correct me. I don't ever want to hear me say God is a healer, because it diminishes the greatness of his authority.
Amen.
Can y'all agree with that?
Yes.
But when I say God the healer,
yes,
now I'm saying something. Amen.
Yes.
Brother Ryan, how you doing, son? God bless you. And Ryan and company. Amen. I know his name is not Riley. Riley's the daughter. Aiden. Amen. Amen. I knew it wasn't. Amen. Thank you very much. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So they're for their hip.
Yes.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this soldier believes in miracles. Yeah. This soldier believes that you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by his blood, can give her healing and deliverance. She's asking for a miracle, apparently, because the other stuff's not working. And so the only thing that will actually work is a miracle. Yes. Amen?
Yes.
And if that's what she believes, that's what I believe. And the Bible says, where there are two or three, you said, where there are two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, yes, what would happen? You would be in the midst.
Yes.
And how many of you know that if God is in the midst, it can only be good?
Amen.
Well, good for us.
Yes.
Amen. If you're a non-believer, I got a whole different outlook for you. But for those of us that believe, if God is in the midst, it ain't nothing but good.
Right.
Yes. Amen. Yes. So can I get a few people to raise your hand and stand in? What's her name?
Deborah.
Stand in. Deborah, whenever you hear this, Deborah, if you don't have any blessed oil, and if you don't have a tallit, I would love for us to send you one. Because what I want you to do with the blessed oil now, I would appreciate if you wouldn't use any Crisco or Vaseline grease. You know, I mean, if that's all you got, I get it, because I heard. You know, and if that's all you got, that's all you got, right? But I would love... I can't take y'all nowhere. Amen. I don't know how to act. Just no, put them in public and they just get, amen. But I would love to send you some oil and a tallit. Hey, Dave, hello, David. Can I get an amen? Amen. David said, I hear you. I would love to have you some oil. But until then, if you don't have, until then, lay your holy hands where the problem is. Because,
yeah,
you know, you don't always need somebody else to lay hands on you. If you are a child of the living God, you can lay hands on yourself.
Yeah.
Amen. Because we're praying to the same God.
Amen.
I'm being obedient to the same God you being obedient to. Yeah. I believe, I hope. My prayers are going to the same God. Lay your hands on you. And in the name of Jesus, you rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, you command healing and authority in the name of Jesus. Now you ask that the Lord's perfect will be done. And Lord, if it is your will, heal me in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Do you know Jesus didn't get everything he asked for? Because in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, let this cup pass. But if it's your will,
yes,
right? Did, yes, I get that right?
Yes. Amen.
So God didn't get everything his flesh wanted because he knew there was some things he just had to go through.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Amen. God denied himself to set an example for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask God, according to your will for me, well, why in the world would the Lord want this to happen to me? Talk to God. He's got the best answer.
Amen.
If he's in charge of us, he's got the answers for us.
Yes.
Whether he heals your body or not. Well, you're just saying that because of your prayer. I'm saying that because it's true.
Yes.
It is God's choice to heal you or not. And sometimes it might not be God at all. It may be us. There may be some things that God wants to share with us. There may be some things that God wants you to go through so somebody else can watch you go through and be healed. Job went through some stuff, and Job didn't cause any of it to happen. But y'all read the story about Job, and Job went through some stuff.
Yes.
And in his season, he was healed.
Yes.
In his time, he was delivered. But there was a period of time where he had to go through stuff that didn't make sense to anybody. But on the flip side, in the eternal realm, God was bragging on Job.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And the enemy told God, I can make him curse you to your face. And so God was putting something into the atmosphere. He was showing the world. He was showing his people exclusively, I believe, that you can do it. You don't know why you're dealing with what you're dealing. It may be something that you caused and you just have to live your way through it. It may be something that God has allowed to happen in your atmosphere for his purpose. We don't know why. So that's why we ask, Lord, if it's your will, let this be moved. Who was that that had that
Paul
had a thorn in his side? And he wanted it to be removed. But it wasn't God's will for it to be removed. But did it stop him from doing what God commanded him to do? It did not. So, Lord, whether you heal me or not, I'm still going to be on fire for you. Even if I have to be on fire for you, a slow burn, I'm still going to be on fire for you, no matter what. So what? This healing does not stop me from believing. The healing does not stop me from being on fire from God. The healing is just something that I desire. I desire to be pain-free. I desire not to be subjected to this. Those are my desires. But if it's not your will, forget about the flesh. Do what you do.
Amen.
Amen. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yes.
Amen. And there was something else, but evidently you didn't want me to say it, so I'm going to leave it alone. So let's pray for Deborah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, raise your hands up with me. Deborah, whenever you hear this prayer, you raise your hands up to God and you ask God in his name, and you lay one hand on your hip and raise the other hand. Can I say this for all of, and he's allowing me to say this time, for all of you that are in pain, for all of you that are dealing with headaches and high blood pressure, all of you that are dealing with things in the flesh, you can anoint yourself in the name of Jesus and lay hands on yourself, because the same God I'm praying for asking for your healing is the same God you should be praying for and asking for healing. You want to make sure that you're not in the way, you're not interrupting your healing by sin, by disobedience. You want to make sure that you're in right standing with God, in a repentant state. You want to make sure that there's nothing blocking your healing. Amen. You want to make sure. So when you are praying, you want to ask the Lord, Lord, if there's anything in my life, in my atmosphere, in my body, in my mind that interferes with my healing, that is not like you. If there's any sin in me, remove it and forgive me in the name of Jesus. You want to clear the line first, because you don't want to be praying and you're in sin, because God's like, well, the first thing I'm going to answer is your prayer of repentance. We can't even begin to heal you until you repent. Because some people want to be healed, but they don't want to repent. Because I'm not done yet. I'm not finished with them yet. So I'll repent when I'm done. Well, God said, well, I'll heal you when you're done. Amen? Some people don't understand why. I'm not saying this about Deborah. I'm not saying this about Deborah. This is what came to me. Some people, they want to be healed, but they don't want to be obedient. They want to be married, but they don't want to be faithful. They want a relationship, but they don't want to follow the rules. You want a job, but you want to go when you're ready. And that's not how it works. You got to follow the rules. If you want to keep the job, follow the rules. You want to drive a car, follow the rules. You want to be, the kingdom of God has rules. But we feel that we are above the law. You're not above the law. The kingdom has rules, and you need to follow the rules. Well, I don't know the rules. Then study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the rules, understanding what the rules of God are. And if you need healing, you need to understand the rules. You need to make sure that you are in a repentant state. You need to make sure that you're not going out looking for sin. You need to make sure that you're in right standing with God, and then trust that if it's God's will, you will be healed. Sometimes God might send you to a doctor because he may be trying to do multiple things at once.
Yes.
He may be trying to give a testimony to the doctor, or a testimony to somebody that's in the waiting room, or to your family, or maybe even to you.
Yes.
Whatever it is, seek the Lord first. Pray and ask God. What was the scripture? Don't remember? Okay, do you remember? In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Amen. Amen. Nothing. She's the young one. I figure she ought to remember. Amen. Deborah, right? Deborah, right? Amen. Amen. Well, she is. Amen.
Wow.
Have mercy. Amen. Somebody give me some oil for Pastor Drea. Amen. I'm going to grease her down right quick. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Deborah, right?
Deborah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are worthy to be praised and worthy to be lifted up. There is none like you. And we pray for healing and deliverance for Deborah.
Yes, yes.
We're praying that you would lay your hands on her as she lay her hands on her.
Yes.
We're praying that you would, she wants a miracle, Father. We want her to enjoy the miracle of her father.
Yes.
We desire that she has that testimony of deliverance, that she stood up and her miracle had already happened.
Yes.
You said in your word that I heard you before you called, and I answered while you were yet speaking. I had that experience this week. Well, last week now. I had prayed for something for the church. Wednesday morning, I said, Lord, we need something. Wednesday morning. I went to the post office Wednesday afternoon, and the something was there. I said, I could hardly get, I said, he had already, now they mailed it, which means that had to happen like a week ago.
Damn.
I said, he heard me because he knew that prayer was coming.
Yes.
And so he timed it so it would be there when they, oh, do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
He timed it just right.
Thank you, Jesus.
So when I turned the key, there it was. Amen. And I'm like, wow. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that?
Yeah.
It was, he told them last week, send that because somebody in my house is going to need that. So you send that. And before I even thought to pray the prayer was already answered.
Yes.
Y'all understand? That's how our God works.
Amen.
He said, I heard you before you called and I answered while you were yet speaking. So when I said, would you do this, Lord? He said, yes.
Yes.
And it was done. Some things he can do, he'll do just like this. I've been waiting on a couple things for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Some things take a couple days. Some things take a few hours. Some things was done yesterday. So when I asked today, the answer was already there. It's up to God when he does what he does.
Yeah.
Amen. It's up to God. Once I ask God for it and I feel in my spirit that he received my prayer, it's shouting time. Because whatever his will is, I'm good.
Amen.
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 All right, did I pray
Amen.
For them?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Amen.
Elizabeth.
Amen. What'd you say, Pastor Drew?
I'm just gonna creep on it this morning.
Oh, okay. Amen.
Elizabeth.
I wonder if that what she really said. Amen. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Elizabeth has been experiencing heart flutters.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to see a cardiologist and she's asking for prayer.
Amen. Elizabeth?
Yes.
Amen. Elizabeth, in the world that we live in, I am not surprised. I am not surprised at all. We want to pray for Elizabeth. Jocko, would you stand here? We want to pray for Elizabeth. Bashi Santon. Hallelujah. Okay. Ha. So I don't. Okay. Sometimes the Lord speaks, but he speaks with pictures. And sometimes it's kind of quick. And so I have to, and if I'm talking, he showed me, so okay. So we're praying for
Elizabeth.
We're praying for your grandkids.
Yes.
So you stand here. Elizabeth, you stand here. That's you. There's something going on with your grandkids, and the Lord wants to address that. There's some things, and so he wants to. I'm supposed to pray over you for the kids. Okay, so don't you go anywhere. I don't know. I don't know what it is, because, you know, I tell you if he told me, but he won't tell me what it is, and maybe I'm glad he won't. But he wants prayer for those kids.
Amen.
And Elizabeth, right?
Yes.
Okay. Wash your...
Did you... I wanted
a... You did? Okay, good, 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 good. Okay. So, give me the oil. Take... Yeah. Amen. This is for you. Oh, okay. Now, Mamacita, I need you over here with Nikki. Hallelujah. I need your hands washed. Here, I need you to wash your hands in there, because they're going to pray. These three women are going to pray for her grandkids. Okay? And Pastor, you're going to stand here with me, and we're going to pray for Elizabeth. Okay? And let me anoint your hands. I guess I need some more oil. Amen. Did baby Donnie? Okay. Amen. Good morning, Donita. Okay, so now that Donita, Joanna, and Nicole, Pastor Nicole, are going to pray over her grandkids. Okay? Your hands have already been anointed. Pastor, we're going to pray. Can you put your hand? This is for a good morning, brother man. This is, we're praying for Elizabeth. Amen. She's having her heart is fluttering, right?
Heart flutters.
Heart flutters. You know, it could be stress related, because we are in an extremely stressful environment. Mm-hmm. So many people have lost their homes, their jobs, their finances have been severely hit. Medical care has been interrupted. All kind of things are going on, and we don't know from one day to the next sometime what's happening. Back I think it's in the South, at Alabama, and they're in Florida, they're having tornadoes, and in one place they're having a volcano activity. So there's just things going on in the world that's just, it's crazy. And so, you know, that may or may not be the issue, but there's so many things going on there, and I totally agree, you need to go and have that checked out. I completely agree, you need to have somebody look at that, because we don't want something going on that could have been prevented.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. And so, you go in faith. You go expecting God to heal, expecting God to deliver, because God can work through doctors and nurses and medical staff. He's got people on his payroll that are working for him.
Yes.
And God can speak to them on your behalf.
Yes.
And so you go in faith, in prayer, asking that God will heal your situation in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The Bible also says, where there's two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, I will be in the midst. So we are touching and agreeing with you, Elizabeth, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we are praying for our sister, that you would heal her, that you would reveal what the situation is, and that you would heal her in the name of Jesus. Heal her body, heal her mind, give her peace in her atmosphere. Watch over her family. If there is any sin, if there's anything that is not like you, remove it in the name of Jesus, that you would get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Elizabeth, we need God to clean your atmosphere. Yeah. There's something going on in your atmosphere that you need God to straighten out. Atmosphere, I don't know if it's work or home, I don't know what it is. And it because spirits can cause your physical man to have issues. I know people don't understand that. They may not necessarily agree with it, but I don't care, because I've been doing this for a long time, and I am a witness that the spirit realm can affect your physical being.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It can get in your mind.
Yes.
And it can have you thinking something's going on that's not going on. But if you think it's going on, then your body starts reacting, because your brain is extremely powerful.
Yes.
Your brain is better than any computer, Apple, Macintosh, anybody can. Your brain is stronger and greater than any device on the planet. Your brain can cause you to think that you have something that you don't have, and then it will react to what you have caused it to think it has. Amen? And so you need God to be in control of that brain, though, that thought process, that mind, because if the enemy gets control of your mind, He can make you think he can make you think you can fly. Mm-hmm. That's why there's so many greasy spots down on the sidewalk. Because you think you can fly. Whee! And that's it. Because you, right? Where David, I need somebody to smile at me. Look at sensation. God bless you. And so you need to understand that you need to make sure that God is in control of that mind, and that it's not your mind building up something that's not there. Your mind can also rebuke and fight whatever's there.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Make sure that God is in control of that mind, because if the enemy gets control of that mind, only God can deliver you. Amen?
Amen.
Raise your hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for healing and deliverance when she goes to the doctor. When she goes to the doctor, she's going by faith in you and not faith in the hospital, doctor, medical system. When she goes, she's trusting in you, and she will accept whatever your will is for her life. God, heal her atmosphere. Heal her atmosphere. This is what I saw when I was praying for her. Heal her atmosphere. Let your light control her atmosphere. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Pastor, thank you. Amen. Asia, what's going on in the chat rooms? Any requests? Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Good morning, saints. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. God is good, y'all. God is good. Amen. Brother Ryan, how you doing? It's McLaughlin Jazzy this morning. Where are you going?
Don't we have a date
after? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Nicole's over there praying, and Pastor Dre is getting the information. Asia, is there something that we can pray for now? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Here we go. Here we go.
Do we have I want to say it's Kat.
Okay.
A friend of mine was missing from February 5th. Did you do this prayer yet?
Not yet.
Okay. He was last spotted about 50 miles from their home,
mm-hmm.
heavy into witchcraft.
Oh.
Please pray for his safety.
Oh, my goodness.
His name is Greg. I'm going to leave it at Greg.
Greg, that's good.
Uh-huh.
Let me say, because we're dealing with someone else that was dealing. Listen, if you are or have been, if you have been drinking liquors and smoking drugs and taking certain medications and drugs and things like that, those things open up the pineal gland. Those things open up that gland. And that gland being open, it allows spirits to enter in to you. Amen. Does anybody understand how that works? When you're smoking marijuana, marijuana opens up the pineal gland, and when that pineal gland, that's a door to the spirit realm. When they're talking about your third eye, you need to open up that third eye. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about that pineal gland, and it opens up to spirits to enter in. Not the spirit of the Lord. They're opening up spirits of different dimensions to enter into you, and you get to seeing things and stuff crawling all upside the wall, and you know, you having nightmares, you falling off buildings, and you're hearing voices because that pineal gland has been open. Y'all understand? And so you need to be careful, mindful. You look at some of the bottles and it says spirits. Who said that? Because they're absolutely, thank you, David. It says spirits. When they say spirits, they're not kidding. That's just not a tag phrase. They're serious. That this, when they, especially when they tell you spirits, it opens up the pineal gland so that spirits, illicit spirits can enter into you and can cause all kind of havoc. And the psychedelic lights flashing and all that stuff, and with the alcohol and the lights, and then the demonic music and stuff is going, all that is so it can open up your pineal gland so that spirits can come in and cause all kind of things in you.
He's not into witchcraft.
No, not him.
Okay.
No, not him. I know it's not him.
Okay.
Okay, I know you're not into witchcraft. I'm just saying this because other people are. Your friend is missing, which is heavily into witchcraft. I get that. But what I'm saying is, when you open up that pineal gland, have control over your mind anymore. You may not have control over what's going on in your thought process and pattern. You, because that stuff, it brings other spirits in that are not from God. And so you need to be sure that while you think smoking weed and drinking all this stuff is okay, the Bible says all things are lawful but not expedient. Just because you're old enough to do it don't mean you need to be doing it. Just because you're big enough to do it don't mean you should do it. Amen? Do y'all follow what I'm saying?
I do. We need a clarification.
I did. I said
with the drugs, that's not Greg's issue.
This is his friend.
No. Greg is the one that's missing. He's not into witchcraft. He doesn't do drugs, but he is missing in an area.
Oh, in an area where it's heavy witchcraft. Okay. I'm sorry. He's missing in an area where there's heavy witchcraft. Well, we need to pray. But anyway, that message for someone that's dealing with, amen, when you say, for somebody that think there's nothing wrong with alcohol, there's nothing wrong with smoking drugs. There's a reason that the enemy is pushing all that. There's a reason why they made marijuana legal. It's a reason why people are getting hooked on some kind of little drugs that they call the pill that they get. Yeah, opioids. Opioids, is that the word? And there's a reason why they're encouraging you to take, because we battle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. This is a spiritual warfare. This is a spiritual battle. And all these things that are going on in the world is coming from the spirit realm, and the battle is over your soul. You are the prize. Who gets to have you when you leave here? The battle is over your soul. The Bible says, my people err for the lack of knowledge. If you don't understand that you are in the middle of a battle and they are fighting because of you and over you, God is fighting to win you. Satan is fighting to destroy you. And if you don't pick a side, you automatically default to the enemy. And drugs and alcohol, all those things helps push you to the edge. So now, let's pray for my brother that has lost in that atmosphere, he's missing in the atmosphere.
He's missing in the area.
That's the word I was trying to use, but it's an atmosphere of witchcraft. It's an atmosphere of demonic works. It's an atmosphere of witches, and it's an atmosphere of sin and demons. It's an atmosphere. So we need to pray God's covering over, what's the missing boy's name?
Greg.
Over Greg. We need to pray God's covering over Greg. Little brother, no, you. Come here. This is
Reuben.
I know Reuben. Greg. This is Greg. Come here, Reuben. Amen. I'm sorry. You can't read my mind by now. It's been 20 years. Amen. Amen. I need a tallit, and I need to cover Reuben. Jeremiah?
Yes.
And
Jalen,
come here. Bialoko Samiel. Come here. That brother right there and that brother with the glasses, come here. La Fisayon. You all are going to help me pray for him, for Greg. Amen. Hallelujah. They're going to surround me. Oh, not you, Mama. Not you. I need the brothers.
Oh, you don't want me.
I do want you, but not in the. But not for this one. Amen. I'm gonna want you. I'm gonna want you later. Amen. You stand here. Amen. We're gonna stand in agreement with him. Put your hand. There you go. What you all back there for? Come on. Get right here in the middle. Get right here. We're gonna stand and sort of lay our hands on him. We're praying for Greg. Hallelujah. Did you get my little brother here?
I do.
Amen. See none. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand what Greg is dealing with. He's Hayom. He's missing in an area that is known for its demonic works. He's missing in an area that's known for Satan's people. He's missing, Father, but you know where he is. We need to be safe. We need Greg to be delivered. We need Greg to understand that people are praying for him. We need Greg to understand that he is missed by those that are caring for him, that love him. Shine a light on where he is. Bring him home safely. Bring him home safely, Father. You heard us before we called, and you answered while we were yet speaking. If you can do that for this church, you can do that for Greg. Let your perfect will be done. Deliver him to those that love him. Deliver him from the hands of the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you. Amen. Haloshul Micha. All right. Thank you, son. All right, Pastor Nicole, how many more we got? Hallelujah. Okay. Can I get my two young ladies to come up here?
And Wednesday will be their last day before they move to Arizona.
Oh, we are going to miss you so much.
Oh, we'll be back. We'll be back. My granddaughter's graduating the first part of May. So we're coming back for that. And then we'll be back. But I'm going to miss you guys.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, Donita, with them beautiful fingernails. Amen. Just flashing. Anoint their hands. You have been such a blessing, you and your husband, to this house. I mean it.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray grace, favor, and mercy to these two families, to these two households, to these believers, to these soldiers in your army. I'm praying that you would give them safe passage wherever they are, that you would control the atmosphere wherever they are, that you would move on their behalf, and that your perfect will be done, that their light shines so bright that others cannot help but see the glory of the Most High God. Yes. Let your perfect will be done in their lives. If there's anything in them that is not like you, remove it in the name of Jesus, so that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We rebuke all sin and unrighteousness that would dare come near them. Yes. That your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God shows, the Lord says, I got the answer.
Amen.
He says, I got the answer. Yes. If you could have fixed it, it would have already been done, and you would have already been moving on. He says, but I got the answer. You just need the patience and wait on me. Amen.
Amen.
I got the answer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That humming coming from that thing, man. Amen.
We're praying for Lynn.
Lynn.
Lynn has breast cancer, and her white blood cell count is really low.
Okay.
And so they're asking for prayer for her.
Okay. I take it that's a bad thing that the white.
Yes.
Are really low. All right. Her name is Lynn. David, that white one that's plugged deep into on the floor, just unplug that, please. Lynn. Hey, Greg. Good morning. It's going to be all right. I know it looks impossible. Some of the situations that life brings our way, it would be okay if it was hard. Now it's just impossible. There is no hope. I don't ever see it happening. And God says, well, you know, I specialize in situations like that. I believe that when we're in a situation where it is absolutely impossible, where there is no way out, do you know where there is no door, God will speak a door into existence just for you, just long enough for you to enter in. Because the door is just for you. And then he closes the door once you enter in, because it's just for you. I've seen God create ways that didn't exist. I've seen God move on our behalf, and it made no sense at all. I wouldn't have okayed it, but God did it. when I was hooked on the prescription medication, it did not look possible for me to get off because my situation was so dire. I didn't, even if I got off, I didn't think I'd live long enough to experience it. You understand? And God made the impossible. My family thought I was going to be the first one to die. That's how bad it was. But God stepped in because he wasn't done with me yet. I still had something to do. This was before I knew what an S4C was. This is before I knew what a California was. I never wanted to come to California. I said, they got too many earthquakes. I don't want to go there. I said, if you're asking me, no. But he didn't ask. I woke up and there it is. Hello. And then when I got here, I didn't want to leave.
Amen.
God can make the impossible appear just for you. Amen. So I'm telling you, and I'm telling you that God can do the impossible. Who am I praying for?
Lynn.
Lynn.
Low blood count,
the white cells. Amen. Lynn, God is a healer. God is the healer. He is not a healer. He is not God, you a good healer. He is not a healer. He is the healer. I need you to understand that. He is not a healer. That would allude that there are other healers, that there are other powers and authorities that has the same authority as God. No! God is the healer. He is the deliverer. He is the only true and living God. He is the God. And my faith is in the healer, the deliverer, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I believe that God will heal Elizabeth.
Land.
Lord Jesus. Elizabeth, if you need healing, because maybe that name wasn't by accident. Elizabeth, if you need healing, this prayer is also for you. Lynn.
Yes.
Elizabeth, whoever you are, and Lynn, wherever you are, whenever you hear this prayer, put your hands up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Elizabeth and Lynn. Who's Elizabeth? God knows who it is.
Amen.
We're praying for them both. We're praying for their healing, God, and their deliverance. We're praying that you would dry up the tears. I see a lot of tears. I don't know if it's from Elizabeth or Lynn, but I see a lot of tears. I see a lot of tears. We're praying, Lord, that you would heal, dry up the tears, that you would give them that testimony that doesn't seem possible, that you would make a way out of a way that does not exist,
amen,
that you would speak and it is done. That your will say yes and it's done. That you would hear us before we called and you will answer while we are now speaking. That you would make the impossible possible, not just for them, but for your people. Forgiving all sin and unrighteousness, cleansing the hearts and the minds. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I think I got 5 minutes, right? Did I have 5 minutes?
Last one.
Y'all can clap, it's okay. Amen. It's all right. God deserves some praise. Amen. For some reason, I kind of feel like running around the room. I think somebody's being healed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what I think. I don't feel it. Amen. I feel it.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. What you got to say about that? Amen. Come on.
Just take your mic off.
Take my mic. Oh my goodness. We'll just give it to pastors. Oh, you mean before I said, I thought you meant because of this. Okay, all right, I'm straight now. Amen. Amen. What? What? You know I got juicy mouth. I thought it was good. Amen. All right. Glory to God. Y'all started it. They started it. I just chimed in. Jacqua, troublemaker. Amen. Under the bus. Boom, boom. Amen. Amen. Or sidekick, Drea. Amen. Okay. Go ahead. Go. What you waiting on? Go, woman.
Anonymous. This person did not give their name, but they are fearful that they're going to be fired from their job this week for an unjust reason.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking that if they are fired, they're asking for prayer that the Lord will help them to find a new job.
Yes.
A new and better job.
Yes.
They have issues with trusting people.
I ain't mad at you.
And they're praying that they find truth and forgiveness within themselves.
Yes.
For feeling
Yes. Yes. First of all, I'm reminded of Pastor Sandy when he said I was never so happy as when they fired me. He said because the Lord has something better.
Amen.
And ding dong, he has something better.
Amen.
He has something way better.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I was telling Nikki yesterday, me and you were talking, mm-hmm. when I worked at Princess Cruises, I was delighted when they canned me. Oh. I was so happy. I was just so happy when I could, because it was stressful.
Yeah.
It was crazy stressful. I'm not even going into the details. It was just ignorant. And when they fired me, I wanted to shout. Amen. And when I picked up my wife, I told her, I said, honey, they fired me today, but I got two checks in my pocket. She's like, what? You're not kidding? I'm like, no, they fired me. And look at the stuff in the bag. And then we go, you know, we went and bought the engagement ring, filled up the car, got some food. You know what I mean? And it was a great day. And then after that, the Lord just kept doing what he did.
Amen.
Amen. Can you testify to that? Amen. That's all I'm saying. And so if they do fire you and you are a child of the living God, you need to shout, because God's got a plan for your life. God is not going to leave you homeless and hungry and all that other stuff. If you are faithful to God, emuna, faithful to God, and you know you are a child of God, and you know you didn't do anything to cause this, but now if you coming in late every day and, you know, you coming in half high and toe up from the flow up, then you get fired, then maybe you need to be fired. You know, but I'm saying if you cause stuff to happen, I mean, but if you're not the reason that this happened, it's just whatever they said, then maybe God is encouraging them to fire you. Because he may have something completely different and completely better.
Amen. Yes.
What? Amen. Oh, amen. See, I told you, juicy mouth. It just goes everywhere. So we're praying that God has his hands on you. What's her name again?
No name.
No name. Sister, no name. Or brother, no name. Or soldier, no name. Whoever you are. If you are a believer in God. Now, if you're not a believer in God, and you don't plan on being, we'll see what happens. But if you are a believer in God, and God may do it just to show you he is God, just to draw you closer. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe you're not a believer right now, and God wants to show you his power. Maybe God wants to woo you in. You know, so we just want God to have his perfect will. And I'm praying for all of you that have been affected, but I'm praying for this unknown soldier right now. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all the unknown soldiers, for all those, and for this particular soldier that is looking for an answer, that you will catch them so that they will not fall, that you will provide for them. Lord, remove the fear from them. I believe they're a believer, because they wouldn't have called and asked for prayer if they didn't believe that God would do something. Why would a non-believer waste time asking for prayer? That's just me. Amen. And so I believe that this may be a believer that just wants to be anonymous, and I get that. Amen. And so, Father, we're praying that you would give them that testimony, and that you will show them your great power. And God, you flung the stars in the sky and they're still there. You told the land and the water to separate and they are still separated. You told the sun what to do and it's still doing it. There's a job is nothing. Heal and deliver that situation, that atmosphere. Give them peace, so that they will move forward and someone else will see your glory and your good works and your power in Jesus' name. Amen. God may be using this as a testimony for them, for somebody else.
Amen.
What else we got? That's it? Man, right on, almost right on time. Amen. Almost right on time. And there's nothing in the chat room that's urgent. Oh, I sure don't want to stop, but you know, I ain't naming no names. I want us to stop. Amen. Can y'all stand with me? Stand up and raise your hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all those that are seeking, salvation, all those that are seeking forgiveness, all those that are seeking healing and deliverance, we're praying. We ask that you would move into the environments of your people and that you would make ways where they don't exist, that you give them the provisions and the peace, the joy that they need to move forward, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Increase the joy that will increase their strength, that will increase their productivity in the garden.
Yes.
Keep us safe in your loving arms, guarded and protected, and that you get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And as Brother Lloyd would say, if he was here in the cloud or in the crowd, we'll see you next time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, I didn't say anything too crazy.